We'll have a new way to sign up for health insurance in about 2 weeks. A key part of the Affordable Care Act called the Marketplace, or Exchange, opens for enrollment on October 1st. North Carolina's leaders chose not to set up their own marketplace, so the federal government will run the one here. It's supposed to be a one-stop website where you can compare the prices of different insurance plans. And one of the people in charge of making sure it works in the Southeast is Renard Murray. He's a regional administrator for the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Mr. Murray, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Mr. Terry. It's great to be here.
So the marketplace is supposed to make it easy for consumers to do apples-to-apples comparisons of different insurance companies and their plans. But in North Carolina, Blue Cross Blue Shield will dominate the marketplace. Its plans range from $145 a month to about $950 a month. And it may be the only company offering plans in many counties. How concerned are you about a lack of competition in this state?
Well, there's a number of different things in the process. And even though you mentioned Blue Cross Blue Shield is one of the plans that are available in North Carolina, there could be others. And so on October the 1st, when the marketplace actually opens for consumers to choose plans, they can compare apples to apples, as you mentioned, in looking at plans, not just Blue Cross Blue Shield, but others that may also be available.
As of right now, though, Blue Cross is the only one that has said for sure that it's going to offer plans in every county. So let's just say if there is very little competition, how will North Carolinians benefit from the marketplace?
Let's say, for instance, if a person chooses Blue Cross Blue Shield as their option. Blue Cross Blue Shield has worked with us to provide what we call 10 essential health benefit categories, such as laboratory services, prevention drugs, hospitalization, emergency services, mental health and substance abuse disorder services, just to name a few. So every plan that's in North Carolina must provide the 10 essential health benefit categories, and there could be some other benefits. A plan may decide to provide dental services or hearing services, which is not one of the 10 essential health benefits, but a plan may decide to do that. And that may be attractive to someone who's in need of that kind of coverage. And so based on that, a consumer can choose by looking at the plans available.
Well, let's talk about costs. How affordable will these plans be?
These plans, they're actually competing for consumers' businesses. So the cost would definitely be somewhat attractive to most consumers. We're also providing what we call advanced premium tax credits, where individuals in the marketplace who have incomes below 400% of poverty, that's about $92,000 for a family of four, they would qualify for a tax credit that would help them to defray the cost of the premiums. And very similarly, individuals who may have incomes below 250% of the federal poverty level would also qualify for what we call cost sharings. And so that's not something that's available in the private market, but it's definitely available in the marketplace.
How easy will these marketplaces be to use?
The process of actually applying in the marketplace is real simple. You can do it by mail, by phone, online, or in person with a person that can help you out. And then once you actually complete the application process, you choose a plan, enroll, and it's just quite that simple.
What's the penalty for people who choose not to get insured?
Well, the penalty will vary. This year, you have to have coverage, actually have applied for coverage before the end of March. However, if you miss the open enrollment period that ends in March, you will be assessed a penalty in 2015. Internal Revenue Service is the entity in the federal government that's responsible for administering that penalty piece, but it's about $95 or 1% of your adjusted gross income in that first year. But it does go up each year.
How concerned are you that some of these people would just rather take the penalty?
I can't make that assessment in terms of how a consumer would feel about taking the penalty as opposed to getting insurance. But if you have a family, one illness could probably cause financial devastation for you without having insurance coverage. And then aside from that, individuals in a plan could actually have access to preventive services that would help them to stay healthy. Not having insurance, you wouldn't have that option.
Renard Murray, he's the regional administrator for the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Thank you for your time, Mr. Murray.
Thank you very much, Mr. Terry. It was great to talk with you.